And good morning, Zeke.
Howdy. How are you doing?
Good, you?
Very, very well.
I think we got rid of the gremlins, but I don't want to speak.
Then at which point I can talk like this. Bring them back. However, we can also do it very normally because we have a special in-studio guest.
Yes, and he was on the show not too long ago, no?
Yes, Eric Bolduc, and yes, he is a repeat visitor, a returning visitor, a special guest, one of those rare few who gets to come in twice, or actually one of those rare few who thinks that we are nice enough that he then deigns to return and say, okay, I will talk to you guys.
That's nice. I feel special now.
You are very special. And yeah, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting.
Especially this early.
Oh yeah, it's okay. It's worth it.
But yeah, no, there. For those of you who did not hear the first one, Eric does Radeville, which is, to my mind, one of the better sort of websites/blogs/online resources for things artsy in Montreal.
Yeah, visual arts. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to do everything artsy, contemporary dance, music, everything.
Music is music. Art is art. To me, yeah. I don't make that distinction. Visual art and other arts. No, there is art and then there's other stuff.
I had to make a distinction from the beginning because mm-hmm. that was my core interest. And in order to do what I do, it involves a lot of work, a lot of implication, a mm-hmm. lot of contacts and etc. And so at the very start, I thought, okay, I'll do something very cultural, very inspired with, why not, like recipes or theater or anything that basically comes from creativity. And then I realized that it had to be, in my case, it had to be more precise and that I was going to do something about visual arts only and visual arts only and Montreal only, Montreal and its surrounding area. But there is such a capital of artistic visual arts, creativity. There's so much going on that it's not enough. What I do is not enough. It's already something, but it's still
there's tons.
It's
tons,
insane.
Tons, yes.
Yeah. No, I think it's pretty. I think it's right to say that there is more visual arts per capita in this city than anywhere else. I think it's pretty close to the truth.
I don't know because I haven't been elsewhere, but the line that I always use is you know Pierre-François Ouellette?
Yeah.
He lamented how Berlin was an art city and how they had 300 galleries and they were the wonderful art city in the world. Mm-hmm. And I sort of started doing the calculations and the last time that I did a tally, I was up to 457 art galleries here in town.
I believe you.
And I said, okay, so if Berlin is an art town and they only have 300 galleries.
And how many people do live in Berlin? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you compare, that's exactly what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. You know, if you compare the amount of people and the concentration, the visual arts concentration, it's totally insane. Mm-hmm. So it's worth...
although they're on a per capita basis, mm-hmm. there's some places up north that might smoke Montreal's butt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you have a town that's 20 people and 10 of them are artists.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so there it's, I agree with you, but I don't know exactly in terms of...
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yes, uh-huh, but that, enough of that, because you have this fancy-ass magazine, which is very cool.
Radeville and myself, mm-hmm. basically, is a collaborator, a special collaborator for this new initiative to put the indie visual art seen on the map in Montreal. It's called Decover. Decovermag.com is mm-hmm. The website. If you want, if you allow me, I can read you the raison d'être mm-hmm. of the magazine.
Well, first, spell it for people since it is neither an English word nor a French word.
Yeah, it's kind of a mutant word. Uh-huh. And it reflects the biodiversity of the visual mm-hmm. arts scene and the cultural arts scene of Montreal. It's a bilingual magazine and it's called Decover, though Decover, but the E has the accent, the A.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. Decover.
Accent aigu.
Accent aigu, exactly.
Dog.
And yeah, so it's basically a mix between discover and découvrir in French, mm-hmm. which means to remove a veil, to unveil. And it's basically what it aims to do. It's to unveil the indie visual art mm-hmm. scene. It's not just the underground art scene, but practically 99% of the visual art scene is underground, mm-hmm. to my opinion. So, yeah.
Okay, and where did the idea for the magazine come from?
The idea started this summer with Etienne Martin, who's the editorial director of the magazine. He's a painter, an underground indie painter who has a real practice, meaning that to me, you're an artist if you do some art, whether you sell or not. He happens to sell somehow, but he has a real practice. He's been around for a while, over a decade, certainly, in small places, in restaurants, in bars, and he really keeps it alive, and he has a definite style. Etienne paints something, it looks like glasswork, and basically he sold a piece to a particular, an individual who's a graphic designer, and his name is Mika Lockhart, who's actually the artistic director. Mm-hmm. He's the graphic designer, basically, of the magazine. He puts it together, and he met Etienne, and he, although he has artistic creativity, he doesn't consider himself a visual artist, and that's fine. He purchased this piece because he really had a coup de foudre. He really fell for this painting that's on the cover of the first number of the cover. It's called Self-Portrait as a Llama, Autoportrait en Llama. And when he met Etienne has been, as I was saying, going around, and he was very creative and active in his community, in the visual arts scene community of Montreal, promoting the visual arts scene, complaining that there is no space in conventional media, in traditional media space, there is no space granted to the visual arts scene. You see cinema, theater, music, cinema, theater, music, sometime a little dance, and that's it. Visual arts, you don't see it. And anyway, we can discuss why later, but he kept complaining, and then there was this interview with Bang Bang, and Bang Bang interviewer, journalist, who literally told him after their talk, well, if you think that we need a magazine about visual art, why don't you start one? So that started, you know, something for him. And then when Mika, the graphic designer, artistic director of the magazine, met Etienne and purchased that piece, they both were on the same wavelength. They both were on the same line, and they thought they could do something together, and they were passionate enough by this initiative to know that they could do it for a few years without getting paid at the beginning, and etc. And they're doing a great job. And they asked me to collaborate and see if
how did you get involved? That was what I wanted.
Etienne basically called me to see if I would if I would like to show my own portfolio, because I'm the editor of the webzine Radeville, but I'm also an artist. That's what I am at the base. And I have drawings that I do compulsively, and I think they're pretty nice. So I thought, hey, that would be nice. He asked me to showcase a portfolio of mine in a upcoming issue of the magazine. And he also asked if I was interested in having the last page of the magazine to basically list visual arts event in the coming month. And I thought that was a great opportunity for me to spread the word, and also, of course, to have a little visibility. Printed material is always nice because people can collect it, and it's another area. Other people can get to know it. So I thought, great, I'll do it.
Cool. And so...
So yeah, la raison d'être de... All right, so here it is. The cover is a window into Montreal visual arts. Each issue will showcase 10 portfolios to discover the creativity of today's artists. The cover to escape, to fill up with wonder, to grow along with rising talent. Our wish is to celebrate urban art with all its diversity. From painting to photomontage, from photography to sculpture, from illustration to graffiti. The cover is a platform for fine local treasures for your eyes and spirit. So cool. The idea is that, yeah, it's great to look at art, but it also serves a function. We often ask ourselves, why bother? Why invest our interest or time or even money sometime in visual arts? And I think that it does a great deal. Visual art does a great deal for your mind and the elevation of your spirit. And not just to put you in a good mood, but to actually elevate yourself.
Are there any specific goals you have for the magazine?
I think that the main challenge will be to find portfolios of artists that are at once interesting to discover and also that that invite people to a certain type of reflection. Not only is visual art nice to look at, but it can, as I was explaining, elevate you. It can ask question and challenge your perception and your preconception, let's say. Not that it, I don't think that it will be ever, I don't want, we don't want it to go on the ultra provocative line. I think it's relatively conservative as an initiative of this kind, but that's okay because we, it wants to be a large public initiative, you know, the main goal is to basically have people realize how visual arts exist.
Okay. And then, yeah, in terms of, yeah, to me, it's the sort of thing where that goal, it's, I'm now sort of stretching and stuff like that, and it was working in my mind, but now it's no longer working.
Take your time.
I said, no. We only have about another 4 minutes. How about I just ignore that?
All right.
And, yeah, in terms of, uncover, but then yeah, whatever. It's DECOVERMAG.com.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you allow me, I have like what's nice about my page, of course,
is the
agenda.
The
I like it. It lists events, but it also gives grants me an opportunity to talk because there it's 90%, even more. I think it's 95% visuals and 5% text. So with my page, I wanted to have a little word since there is little words in the magazine, and I think that images are great, but to most people, words are the most important thing, and they will fixate on that more.
They're most comfortable with words.
Yeah, I think. So if you allow me, I can read you my little word from the word of the editor in that edition. And it's great because it talks to Montrealers. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Dear Montrealers, you might know or not that our great city hides a myriad of beautiful treasures that await discovery. Of course, I refer to the vibrant visual art scene. Every year, hundreds of shows, free for the most part, are scattered around about the city for the enjoyment of all. Alas, despite the abundance of creativity, visual arts get little or no attention in mainstream media. This may be because, traditionally, performance art, music, cinema, and theater subscribe to a consumerism logic, where visual arts is bound up in the logic of contemplation. We will do all we can to bridge this gap. Each issue, I'll provide a list of Montreal shows featuring new and local art. In coming weeks, I especially recommend visiting the exhibitions of Le Mois de la Photo à Montréal. This international event only comes around every second year. I wish you all a good back-to-school season filled with culture and awesome art shows. Voila.
That sort of leads into the question that I had in terms of what are the good shows either that you listed or that you've seen recently in town. Because there it's the one that I... Have you seen the Loto Quebec show yet?
The Loto Quebec show? Yeah. No, I haven't.
Oh, that... It's just mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there it's... what they've done is they took a bunch of vedettes and they said, go through the collection and choose your favorites. And some then they gave them, quote-unquote, each a wall.
Wow.
However, some of them decided to stick in 40 pieces on that wall.
Oh, my God.
From floor to ceiling, side to side, just chock-a-block. There are even some stuff that is hanging on the ceiling.
Gee. Speaking of hanging on the ceiling, there's Will Murray at Push that I just saw, which is astonishing. And it's on until October 11. Push Gallery is on Saint-Laurent, 5264 Saint-Laurent. It's a new gallery. It's only 1 year old.
No. She's going on two now.
No.
Yeah, Megan was here back in December.
December of 2008.
Time passes by really fast, yes. Nonetheless.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, we got to do quickly. Choose.
But it's an awesome show.
Oh, yes, it is one. Where are, which mouth? Give me three places where...
Three places where you can find the cover. Mm-hmm. You can go to Barbare at 4670 Saint-Denis. There is Divan Orange and the Meat Market in the Mile End. There is also Maison de la Culture, who just invited us to distribute the magazine, which is great. The Maison de la Culture du Plateau Mont-Royal. Yeah, I was very glad to see that. In Hochelaga Maisonneuve, there is the Atomic Cafe at 3606 Ontario. Cheval Blanc, there is Archambault on St. Catherine, 500 St. Catherine. Fouffe Zephyr in Belgo. That's it. That's cool. More than four.
And that's okay. And in there, it's also DECOVERMAG.com. The cover mag. com.
Yes.
Thank you tons.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and also, hold on. Rats Deville, RATSDEVILLE.com.
No, it was Rattdeville.com a while back. Now it's really on the TypePad blog template. So the best is really to go in Google, type Rattdeville in one word, and here you go. You'll have me there.
Okay, it shows you. I have it in my feed reader, so I don't even bother typing in a URL. I just say, there's new stuff. Wicked cool. Thank you very, very
much for coming in.
And yes, I'm going to be picking up copies. It's a kick-ass magazine. It looks beautiful and spectacular.
It's very large.
Very
it's
nice.
In color.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, impressive.
We love it.
And
it's bilingual and free.
I was already getting lost in it. And I can't wait to get the next edition, if anything. So thanks for coming in again.
Thank you,
Zeke. And we're going to go to Democracy Now! Headlines.